Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Vav in Maseches Kiddushin. I'm zocheh to learn this with you from in the walls of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Our daf is continuing to discuss the Lashonos, the expressions of Kiddushin that are acceptable and are a valid way for a man to marry a woman. Those halachos will take us through most of Vav Amud Aleph. The next sugya we're going to discuss is the sugya of Asukin Ba'osoinu. Our first part of our daf will discuss when the husband uses different words to describe marriage, the acceptable ones and non-acceptable ones, and then we're going to discuss an instance where he doesn't use a Lashon of Kiddushin, but happens to be talking about Kiddushin. The Gemara on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph is going to have one of its famous lines in Shas that is such an important line, and that is, Kol she'eino dea b'div gitin v'kiddushin lo yehe esek imohem, an admonition that those who get involved with the holy halachos of gitin and kiddushin should be only those who, in practical halacha, only those who are well-learned, yodea b'tiv, knows them well. Unfortunately, both here in Eretz Yisrael and America, there are times that people are not careful about following this dictum. And then we're going to go on to Amud Beis with a little bit of an analysis of how one frees an Eved, a little bit of Lashonos of Get, and Get Shichur, some halachos of Eved. And finally, we're going to have a famous Shas Sugya, two famous Shas Sugyas, HaMekadesh B'Milva, someone's Mekadesh with a loan, as well as the Sugya of Matana al menas lahachzir. So let's Bezer Hashem begin three lines from the top. Tan Rabban. Harayat ishti, harayat arusasi, harayat knuyili. If a man says to a woman, you'll be my wife, arusasi is that you're betrothed to me, you are niknet to me, you are knuyili, I own you. Mikudeshes, in such a case, all of those expressions have a connotation of kedushin. Harayat sheli, harayat birshusi, you're mine, you're in my domain. Harayat skukali, you are connected to me, mikudeshes. So we have two groups of lishonos, all of them are kedushin, six in total. Says Gemara, listen to kulo kichada. Why don't we learn six at once? Answers Gemara, tana tlata sheminu v'garsinu. He learned them as groups of three, and therefore he taught them as groups of three. This is a very, very strong tradition that we have. Mesorah is one of the most important things to Torah, and Mesorah includes saying over from our Rabbeim as exact as they did. Every generation is different. Every generation needs to adjust the values and the Torah Misinai to the realities. A Shaila sometimes changes, but we do everything we can to repeat things exactly the way we heard it from our Rabbeim. Yiboilu, miyuchedes lima. We have Shailas, what happens if he says, you are miyuchad for me? Miyuedesli, miyuedes means, miyuchedes is singular, miyuedes means designated. As rasi mahu, you're my helper. Negdasi mahu, opposite me. That's in reference to the pasuk Ezer kenegdo, explains Rashi in the first narrow line. That Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ese lo Ezer kenegdo, will make him an Ezer, is also opposite. The Gemara Yevamos describes that a good wife is both an Ezer and sometimes kenegdo. And when our wives challenge us on something, could be that they're fulfilling their mandate minat Torah. Negdasi mahu, atzurasi mahu. Atzurasi means, Rashi explains three lines into the wide, that atzeres means gathered in with me in my house. Tzalasi mahu, my rib. Zkurasi mahu, closed over. Like the rib was closed over, Adam was closed over. As the pasuk says, "Vayiskar basar tachtena," after the rib was given, "Tachti mau," under me, will that be a lashon of kedushin? "Tfusasi mahu," you are grabbed for me. "Lekuchasi mau," you are what I've taken for myself. So Gemara leaves off with a shaila on all of these. However, the Gemara says, I could prove one of the lashons. Pshot mi achada, I can prove one. The sanya we learned in the braisa. Oimer lu kuchasi arizim kudeshes. If he says, I am taking you to me, that is lashon. Kedushim mishum shenemar, as the pasuk says, kikach ish isha. The Gemara now has another shaila. Iboilu charufasi mahu. Now, this is an interesting lashon. Charufasi. The Gemara is going to bear out where we would think that Charasi comes as a Kedushin. Tashma, Desanya, Ha'omer Charufasi Mikudashis. If a man says, you are my Charufa, in such a case, it serves as a Lashon of Kedushin. She came be Yehuda Karin La'arusa Charufa. Because in Yehuda, they would call an Arusa a Charufa. And the Gemara is going to explain that there is a lashon of pasuk that seems to indicate that. Shenemar vihi shifcha nechrefesh leish. So nechrefesh means that she is on some level desiccated for a man. There is a machlokus of the Tanoim. What exactly the pasuk of vihi shifcha nechrefesh leish is referring to. According to Rabbi Akiva, we're talking about a chetzi shifcha and a chetzi bas chorin. According to Rabbi Yishmael, his opinion is that we're talking about shifcha knanis entirely that was engaged to an eved ivriya. According to Rabbi Akiva, that says that the halacha is that a charufa is a chetzi shifcha and a chetzi bas chorin, Kedushin is tofsin, and when the Torah used the expression v'hi shifcha necherefes li'ish, then that means that she's been me'ureses to a Jew, and therefore lashon charufasi would have the lashon of kedushin. And the Gemara says she came be Yehuda karen la'arusa charufa, and in the area of Yehuda, that's on the way from here where I'm sitting, all the way towards where I live in Beit Shemesh, following on through the Hare Yehuda, in all of these areas they called an Arusa Charufa. Asks the Gemara, but the Shiloh wasn't about here in Beit Shemesh. The Shiloh was, Halacha speaks the entire world. V'Yehuda Havyeruba Da'alma, is Yehuda the majority of the world? How can you say that it is Kedushin? Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Ha'oimer Charufasi Mikudeshes, if you say Charufasi, it serves as a Kedushin, Shenemar, V'Yi Shivcha Necharefes Lish, period. The Od, Yehuda Karna Rusa Charufa. And also Yehuda is called a Charufa. Here the Gemara uses a Pasuk as an expression for Kedushin, and we see that it could serve as a Lashon of Kedushin. So then it says the Gemara, V'Yehuda V'Od Lekra, do you need Yehuda and another Pasuk? In other words, this is a famous idiom of Chazal, and that is that once we have the pasuk, then what do we need Yehuda for? V'Yehuda va'oid l'kra. This has become an important rabbinic expression that is used till this day. V'Yehuda va'oid l'kra means, why do I need another raya? Why do I need more than the pasuk itself? So the Gemara accepts that criticism, and the Gemara says, Ela hachi kamar, ha'imre charufa b'Yehuda mikudeshes. If charufa is said in Yehuda, then it serves as a kedushin. She came b'Yehuda, karen la'arusa charufa, period. Now the Gemara asks about these lashonos that we had learned above, b'maya skina. What exactly was the context in which these lashonos were used? Ilema, if we're going to say, b'she'ein midaber ima, al iske gita v'kudusha, he wasn't talking about marriage beforehand. Min yada mai kama, how would we she know that this lashon, let's say, as Rasi is referring to kedushin? Ve'elo b'medaber imal iske gita v'kudusha, and if he was talking to her about kedushin, afakav de lo amar lo nami, even if he doesn't use this expression, it should serve as a valid kedushin. And Mark quotes an important mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni, where really the primary appearance of this Mishnah is in our Masechta. Disnan, as we learned in Ma'aser Sheni, Ha'yimedabrim Isha al Iske Gita VeKedusha. If a man was speaking with a woman about divorce or marriage, V'nasala Gita VeKedusha, and he gives her either a get, and when he was talking about get, or Kedushin when he was talking about Kedushin, V'lo Pirushay doesn't explain. So they talk about that they're going to get married and such and such and such, and then he gives her a pruta. And he doesn't say Arei Mekudeshesli. Rabbi Yesi Eimer Dayoi, Rabbi Yesi says that's enough for a Kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Tzarech Lefari, she needs to spell out. V'amar Avuna Amar Shmuel, how do we paskin? We have to be Masik Shmaitzel Liwud Hilchasa. It's not enough just to learn Iun and Lomdus. The halacha starts with the Iun and Lomdus. And this in the Daf Yomi is we give the Bekiyas to make sure that we got the Iun Lomdus and halacha correct. V'amar Avuna Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yesi, that the halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yesi, and we say, if they're osik begitin v'kedushin in their conversation, then that's enough to create kedushin. So therefore, why do we need, in our case, by Ezrasi, that he said anything at all? All these above mentioned shailas are not a shaila if he was medaber al iske gita v'kedusha, because then the marriage is not because Ezrasi is a lashon of kedushin, but rather because they were osek begitin v'kedushin. And for the Gemara, Amri lo ilum medamerima al iske kedusha. You're right. He was talking about it. V'idi av lo v'shasek hachanami. And if he gave and was silent, then you're right. Then there's no shaila. The kedushin is a valid kedushin, as we pass on like Rabbi Yosi. But hachamai skin, and what is our case? The yavlov amar lo bahani lishni. He gave it to her with these above expressions. Vahachikami boiler. And there the shaila becomes, did he mess himself up? Hani lishni likidushi kamarla. She understands, this is a continuation of the conversation of marriage, and he means, let's get married. Or he's changing the topic. And he's saying, come help me set the tables. I'm a waiter. Help me set the tables. Teku. I used to hear from my father maybe, well, Tishbi Yitaretz Kushios Vabayas. Last night, my son had a question. I called up my father 6,000 miles away, a question that I had asked as a child. And then my father mentioned Teku, and he mentioned Tishbi Yitaretz Kushios Vabayas. My father is a well-versed person in Torah and Chachma, and I asked him if there's any makor that spells out that Teku means Tishbi Yitaretz Kushius Vabayis, and he said no, he's not aware of any makor, but that's how he learned it with his father. He didn't say that to me, but that's how he learned it with his father, and that's how I learned it with my father, and that was our tradition in the yeshivas when we grew up. And my father said that we believe that Eliyahu HaNavi will one day give us a teretz, and hence, traditionally, we always said, when we say Teku, Tishbi Yitaretz Kushius V'Abayis. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to answer our questions. Gufa Ligmar continues, 12 lines from the bottom of Vav Lamed Aleph. Ha'imedaberi mi'ishal iske gita v'kidushel. He was speaking with a woman about Gittin and Kedushin. Finasan la Gita v'kidushel v'lo pirish. And he gave her the Gittin Kedushin didn't explain. We learned, Rabbi Yosi Amar Dayi, it's enough. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Tzarech l'farish, it's not a Kedushin, no more needs to be spelled out. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel v'husha sukin b'ose inyan. The only time it works is if they were osik b'ose inyan. V'chein Amar Lazar Amar b'shuva v'husha sukin b'ose inyan. The Gemara says, Kitanoi, this is subject to a machlekes tanoim. Rebbe Yomer v'husha sukin b'ose inyan. Lazar Amar Shimon Oimer afopi she'ein asukin but also inyan. Even if they're not talking about it, ask them, what? How can you say that even if he doesn't know what they're talking about, it's going to serve as a kedushin? She doesn't know that he means to be talking about kedushin. So Abaye explains the shita that says that you don't need to be osik b'osu inyan. Amar Abaye inyan l'inyan b'osu inyan. They were talking about a topic of gittin v'kedushin, and then they veered off of the topic, but not entirely. It was relatively connected to the previous topic. Let's take a look at how Rashi defines that. Me'inyan l'inyan zakta heiliger Rashi. 12 lines from the bottom. Me'inyan l'inyan shepasku miladaber b'kedushin mamish. They stopped speaking about actual kedushin. Vayimidaber midvar macherim. And they were speaking about other topics. Miladaber tzarche zivugam hayu. But they were no longer talking about marriage, but something that relates to literally their relationship. Kamo kama yeshlecha nadunya. How much of a dowry the man asks. So they say, should we get married? Yeah, they both say, should get married. Then they start talking about the dowry, then he pulls out a ring and he gives it to her. Kama sadeh yeshlecha. Or instead of talking about the dowry, he asks how many fields she has. Lihisparneis bem. How they could support each other, etc., etc. So that's me inyan the inyan. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, who says that asukim b'osa inyan is acceptable. Amar lem Rabbi Yemel Ravashi. Rabbi Yemel said to Ravashi, "El hadam Rabbi Yudam Shmuel kol she'inyan de'abitiv gitim and kedushin lo ye lo esek imam." We have a rule that if somebody doesn't know well the halachas of gitim and kedushin, don't get involved with them. Don't get involved with them. It's a terrible thing. Because what will come out, says Rashi, is that there'll be mata arayis. And unfortunately, this phenomenon has occurred. I remember the first time even a Talmud, nowadays Kedushin is relatively, the act of ceremony is relatively straightforward. Remember the first time a Talmud of mine, right before I came to Eretz Yisrael, asked me the Masadar Kedushin.
I felt very, very uncomfortable because the kol shein yodei b'tiv gittim kedushin lo yaseik imam. I asked my Rebbe, Rabbi Ratzfigl, and he pushed me to do it. But at the end of the day, one should run away in fear that one is not capable. So says the Gemara, kol shein yodei b'tiv gittim kedushin lo yaseik imam. Filo shmir lo hadar of huna mershmul. If someone did not know this teaching of Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, and that is that the halacha is like Rav Yossi, that Vuhusha Asukim Ba'oso Inyan qualifies as Amira. If someone doesn't know that halacha, is he considered someone who's not qualified for Kedushin? Amarle in Hachinami. He said, yes, here too, that rule applies. Says Gemara 4 lines to Ban Vechayim, Begerishin Nasan Lagitav Amarle Harei Mishulechas Harei Megureshes Harei Tez Chaladam Harei Megureshes. When it comes to Gerishin, if you use the lashon of mishulachas megureshes mitas chaladim, that serves as a lashon of gerishin. Says Gemara Pshita, we learned nasan lagita v'amal arishta harayet ben baschorin lo amar v'lo klum. If he says that you're a free woman, that is not a lashon of gerishin. Now the poskim discuss what does it mean that he said to her. Is there a requirement for saying something when it comes to gerishin? According to Rashi on Pei Hei Amabez in Gittin that we learned a short while ago, these lishonos of Amar, which also appears, there are many similar ones that appear on Pei Hei Amabez over there in Gittin, that it doesn't literally mean Amar, because when it comes to get, it would seem that the opinion of Rashi is that there is no requirement of Amira. This is what the Beis Yosef writes, I was happy to see, in Simin Kuf Samach Vav in Eben Ha'ezer. However, we saw Tosis in Gittin on Ayin Chesam Abeis, and there Tosis seems to say that there is a requirement of Amira for Gerishin, not because the Gerishin doesn't take effect without Amira, but because that in the sense that the Kinyan is completed with the Amira, like it does by Kedushin, that's not the Pshat. But rather, Tosa says, it needs to be clear to the woman that she is not wanted back by the husband. So therefore, he says, Harayat Migureshes. So this is a big machlokus between Rashi and Tosos. There's many Shitas HaRishonim of whether to take our Gemara literally, take a look at the Shitas HaRambam and others, or that our Gemara refers to, as Rashi in Gittin seems to say, that he wrote it. And in truth, Rashi on the top of Vav Amud Beis as well also seems to say that. Lo amar klug l'skarsha in kosav lashon zeh beget, she'ein zeh lashon gerishin. And this is how the Beis Yosef explains Shitas Rashi, that Omar is just being used in convenient terms. Says the Gemara, amar lo l'shiv chasa red mitez chaladam v'lo amar v'lo klum. If he says to his shivcha that she's mutter to everybody, then that's not a lashon of freeing her. Amar lo l'ishto harayat atzmecha. What if he says to his wife, you are for yourself? Mahu, what's halacha? Mi amrim lacha kamar la. You could infer, say that what he's referring to is only for work. L'malacha, you're for yourself. But not that she is divorced. Odilma l'gamri kamar la. Or his words have a connotation for everything. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, Tasha, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. The Sanya, we learned in Braisa, Gufo shall get shichur. The context of a get shichur is Hareyato ben Chorin, Hareyato l'atzmacha. You're a free person, you're for yourself. Hashta, Uma eviknani dukana le Gufe. And eviknani owns himself. So ki amar le, when you say to him, Hareyato l'atzmacha, le gamri kamar le. So that means entirely. Isha de lo kani la gufa lo kol shekein. So maybe we should say, kal v'chomer, certainly the halacha is that with these lishonos, it means that the woman goes free. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, amar le avdo ein li esek bach. If he says to the eved, I have nothing to do with you. Mad, mi amrin ein li esek bach l'gamri kamerlo. Does it mean entirely that... meaning he intends to free the Eved. Odilma l'malacha kamala, he just means vis-a-vis work. Amalei Rav Nachman Rashi, amalei Rachon Michizol Rashi Tashma. Come here, I'll bring you a proof. Amalei Avdoi la'akum. Someone says his servant to a Gentile, Yatzel l'cheiris, as we learned in Maseches Gittin, in the fourth parak, V'tzarech get shichur me Rabbi Rishon. And he needs a get shichur from his first master. Amalei Rav Shem Gamliel Badev Medvar, when we talk Shol Kosov Olav Oinoi, when a shtar of shichur was not written, but if he already wrote a shtar shichur, of an ono, then that is enough. Hechi dami ono, what is a lashem shichur? Amar of sheshes, the kasal of kishetirach meni in the isekbach. If he already wrote prior that when you escape from me, then you're free, then in such a case, hamocher avdo la'akum doesn't even need another shtar shichur. The Gemara continues, Amar Abaye. Abaye teaches us a very important halacha. Mekadesh Mamilva, someone who gets married with a loan, Eina Mekudeshes. Now here, this is a famous sugya in the yeshivas. We obviously will not be able to do it the way they're ma'ayin in the yeshivas, but let's see Rashi. Hamekadesh Bemilva. Someone's Mekadesh alone, let's get as precise as possible. The Amar, Hiskachili Bemilva Shilvisich. Being Mekudeshes to me with the money that I lent you. So the simple reading is that the man has a loan on the woman owes him money, and he says, be Mekadesh with that money. In other words, the money is now yours, and you're going to be married to me. Eina Mekudeshes. Abai says it doesn't serve as a Kedushin. Rashi explains, Eina Mekudeshes, why is it not work? She owed him $10. $10 is definitely money for Kedushin. The kicha misteefron garmina. We learn out kicha from steefron. The yod midi bishas Kedushin. He needs to give her something. The Achronim make a big deal about this, that Kedushin requires the husband to give him something. And here Rashi adds interesting words. Umilva lahotza'a nitna. Rashi adds that a loan is meant to be spent. In other words, the money she is considered already as having spent. Ukvarin shalom. She owes him new money, but she doesn't have any money to consider as if he's giving her in the present, and the fact that he's mochalit is not an asina. But he's going to be mekadisher with now he's giving her hana, that he's forgoing the loan, then it serves as a kedushin. Because at this moment, he's giving her something. It doesn't have to be something tangible. He's giving her hana. The Gemara later on will also give us other examples of when he gives her hana. If he's a good dancer, he dances in front of her. V'asa lasos kein mipnei ha'ramas ribis. But it's prohibited to do this because it resembles ribis. It resembles ribis because he's forgoing the loan and he's getting kedushin. See, so then in such a case, it resembles ribis. The Gemara will explain shortly. Hechi dami ilema da'azkifa. What exactly is the case? If he's extending the loan for Amala Arba Bechamisha, and he's saying to her that the loan that I asked you to pay back five, which was real ribis, I'm being mochel, haribis ma'aliyasayi, it's a real ribis. Va'od hainu milva, it's no different in the case of milva. Lo tzricha da'arvech la zimna. He's extending the time, and he's saying that originally the date was in a week from now, I'll let you marry me if you pay me back only in a month from now. That resembles ribs. Rava continues with another halacha. Amar Rava, hey, lechmana almanashe tachziruli. I'm being mekadesh you with the money, but you have to return the money with me. B'mechel okana, for a sale, it's not a kinyan. B'ishen emekudeshes, for a woman, it's not a kedushim. B'pidyon haben ein bino padui, for pidyon haben, the son is not redeemed. Rashi explains that there are different reasons for the reasons for why it doesn't work in all these cases. Bitruma yatsi dei nesina. For truma, it is considered truma. If you give a kohen truma on the condition he's returns, v'asa laskein, but it's prohibited to do neshinir kikoyin hamisayeya bebeis hagroinus. It appears as if it's a kohen misayeya bebeis hagroinus. That's referring to the phenomenon in which the person gives truma to the kohen that helps him out in his silo. So Chazal prohibited that. The Kohen you're supposed to give straight up Truma, not in return for everything. Gemara explains, Maika Sava Rava. What's the reason that Rava says that it's a problem for Kedushin? Ika Savar Mitar and Mecher as well. Ika Savar Tam Nesnachzer Shma Matana. If he holds that by giving something back it is a Matana Filu Kul Nami, then it should work in all cases. And if he's going to hold that when you ask someone to give something back to you, it's not even called a matana at all, it's not an asina, so then why does it work for truma? Rava considers a matana. If I give you my esrog, which on the first day you need to own, I transfer ownership, but with one condition, you give it back to me afterwards. If you take and you return to me, then you yotze. If you don't return to me, lo yotze, because you didn't return you didn't fulfill the condition. So the rule of thumb, according to Rabbi Itza, matana manasa hachzir is called a matana. So then the question becomes, why doesn't it work for kedushin and mecher? Elo amar Rav Ashi b'chulu kani. It worked for all of them. Levar mi isha, except for isha fisha and isha nikmis bechalipin. We're coming back to what we learned on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, and that is that kinyan chalipin is denigrating kinyan. Women find it denigrating because it can be done even less than shav pruta. This resembles chalipin. Here, Rashi and Tosis explain how it resembles chalipin in slightly different ways. Rashi says that it's like chalipin because it's kinyan sudar. It resembles kinyan sudar in the sense that we saw kinyan sudar means that there's a symbolic handkerchief. She's just picking it up and she's giving it right back to him. So too over here, the matana masa hachzir resembles that. However, Tosis learns that really it should serve as a matana. According to Rashi, it becomes like chalipin because it's like the kinyan sudar. Tosfos for some reason ignores kinyan sudar, and our sefer we've discussed why he does, and he says that it's not chalipin; it's really a full-fledged matana. However, the rabbanim were mafkia the kedushin because it resembles chalipin, even though it's not. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravuna Marbrei the Rav Nachman Rashi Hachamim Shmei the Rav Kavasev. That Rav also said matanam nas lahachzir does not work when it comes to a case of kedushin. This Bezer Hashem concludes Davav. In our daf, we had discussed different lashonos of kedushin. We spoke about the unique lashon of charufasi. The Gemara tells us that there are lashonos that are ambiguous. Miuchedes, miuchedes, ezrasi, nekdasi, atzrasi, tzalasi, skurasi, tachti, tefusasi, and the kuchasi. In those lashonos that are ambiguous, if they were speaking about gittin v'kedushin and they went off topic, so then, and the Baal used that lashon, he might have thought, the woman might end up thinking that they're talking about malacha, and therefore we're not sure if it works. In terms of the sugya of asukin bo, so any of they're talking about marriages, the machlekes tanoim and meseches meiser sheni, whether that serves as a valid amira, we paskin in our Gemara that it does serve as a valid kedushin, and in fact, if somebody doesn't know that Asukim Bosalinian serves a valid Kedushin, he should not be a Masadir Kedushin, and he falls into the category of Kol She'en Yodea Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin Lo Yehei Lo Esek Iman. There are also appropriate Lashonos for Gerushin and inappropriate Lashonos for Gerushin, and that we had discussed, as well as for Shichrur. Abaye Toras Mekash Milva is not Mekudeshes, but Hanas Milva is Mekudeshes. However, there's a problem of Ribbis. We also learned Matana Amanas Tahaksir. There are many instances in Halacha where it might work. The conclusion of the Gemara on Vav Amabez is that it doesn't work for Kedushin because it resembles Chalipin. This Bezer Hashem concludes that Vav in Meseches Kedushin.